It's our SME special feature, and today we speak to a jewellery designer who hails from Mpumalanga. He's won multiple awards for his work and adorned celebrities and ordinary folk with his designs. His success story has been one of process, and the journey continues. Well, to tell us more about his passion, being an entrepreneur, and where to next, I'm joined on the line by jewellery designer Beggy Ngema. Thanks very much for joining us, Beggy. Now, you won a De Beers Award for Young Designers in 2009, and that helped to put your jewelry design business and career on a positive footing. Just tell us a bit about that.
You know, this is something I always have to share, obviously. Mm. And I can tell you I never get tired of sharing it because it has just been an amazing journey. It's something that opened a whole lot of doors for me. Back in 2008, when I was studying, we obviously had to do exams, and part of our exams was drawing and technical drawing, and then we had to enter the competition for the DPS competition, the Shining Light competition. And when I won, it was just unbelievable, and the perks that it came with, it put me 10 times ahead of my peers.
Yes.
And that was just an amazing experience.
Those perks, what kind of access did they give you?
You can imagine a guy, young man from a dusty street of Barberton in Mpumalanga, first time on a plane, 23 hours to California.
Wow.
And the publicity, because as you know, our industry, obviously, we rely a lot on publicity and marketing and advertising. So I had a lot of that. And I think my number one thing is the money that I won there. So part of the competition is that you win, obviously, the other perks, the prizes and everything.
Yes.
But the money that you win, in our times, we were kind of like asked or forced to take a certain percentage and use it on something that's going to further develop us.
Right.
And at that time, I was very much interested in CAD. So it really helped me in terms of buying the CAD program and setting up myself for the computer aided design, because mm-hmm. it's a very, very expensive software. I mean, also the training is very expensive. So winning the prize and being able to actually pay that and then educate myself was just a bonus one.
Yeah, no, huge difference. So what sort of jewelry do you make? What materials do you use? And is your work fairly accessible or affordable?
I don't know about affordable, because we customize.
Okay.
You know, I've had people that come in to the store or interested in our brand and say they want something that's worth a couple of thousands. So they would say my budget is, for example, 2,000 rand, 5,000 rand, and we assist them.
Yes.
And we have clients that would come and say they want to spend 200,000 on a ring, 300,000, or even 800,000. So we customize according to your budget.
Hmm.
So we don't necessarily. One thing that I saw in the industry is that jewelry has been seen as something that is very, very hard to access. You know, so I said, with the skill that I have, the design skill that I have, I saw best that it's best to actually go the route of customization. Sit down with the client, they explain exactly what they want, and you help them, whether they've got $50 or they've got $150.
Yes.
You're just able to assist them.
Mm.
I mean, we use a lot of materials, from platinum, 18-karat white gold, 18-karat yellow gold, palladium, silver, every metal, precious metal that we can get our hands on, we work with. We work a lot with, obviously, 18-karat white gold and platinum, which are the two most important metals that higher percentage of people that are interested in.
Yes.
And then in terms of stones, we work with any stones. I mean, from your diamonds, from your sapphires, tanzanite, black diamonds, any material that a client would like to have.
Yes. And I suppose the turnaround in terms of your creations will depend very much on what the customer wants.
Yeah. So as a business, obviously, there's certain structures in place that we've put in. And in my business, we have a retail store. If you come in and you see something on the floor and you're interested in that, you simply just give us your card, you give us the money, and you obviously walk away with that jewelry item.
Yes.
And then the second part is if you want something customized, which is 60% of our business or 70% of our business, we do a lot of customization. So you give us a deposit, we do the design for you, we send you back and forth images of exactly how the ring is going to look like or the jewelry item is going to look like before it's actually being manufactured. And then once you give us a green light to say this is exactly what you want, we manufacture, and our turnaround time is 8 working days.
Right.
From start to finish.
So when did you decide to translate your passion of jewelry design into a full-time entrepreneurship stroke business? And what have been some of the challenges that you've experienced along the way?
I've experienced challenges like any other business. You know, I think any other industry obviously has its own challenges, and I can only speak for my industry.
Yes.
Challenges that I faced along the way was obviously entering into the retail space. You know, it's a whole different ballgame altogether. I mean, I always like to put it this way: you all of a sudden sitting in the same table as your second generation stores, third generation stores, and here I am, first generation. I'm only started the company back in 2012. And then only in 2016, I opened my first retail store, which gives me about 4 or 5 years in the retail space. And it's not easy. You go a lot of teething stages. The most important part is obviously credibility, you know.
Yes.
People want to part ways with their money knowing very well that you're going to deliver. And if you don't have since 1980-something in your shop, it kind of puts you at a disadvantage because you have to work 10 times harder to actually convince people to spend money with you. So
yeah.
I believe that with all the challenges that I've had, one major challenge was obviously exactly that, you know, credibility, making a brand for your name, making the a good name for yourself so that people can just walk in and easily, without even thinking twice, see your product, see what you do, and spend their money.
So tell us about the COVID pandemic period. Has that been a boon or a bust for you? You know, how has it impacted your business right now?
It really affected us. You know, the COVID has really affected us tremendously. I always say that guys that were not affected by the pandemic were obviously guys in the pharmaceutical, but us guys in the luxury goods, you must remember that we sell emotions first.
Mm.
And during the pandemic, people were obviously holding on to their funds. You
That's
know,
right.
We make people happy, and the pandemic effects, obviously people were looking at spending money on important stuff. And
correct.
It has really affected us, got us in trouble with obviously landlords, with suppliers and everything. But, you know, we soldier on, we push on, we make means on surviving.
Yes, you're still able to tell your tale. So the De Beers Group Young Designers Initiative recently launched the Shining Light Awards for 2020-2021. It's a jewelry design competition, of course, and presumably this is a competition that's going to continue going forward. What do you say to young designers about the sort of impact these competitions can have in terms of possible opportunities and career pathway?
The design competition, I've got a very, very soft spot for it because I think it really elevated me. It made me the man that I am today. It really contributed to my career. I mean, from a student designing, winning the competition, becoming an overall winner, and being exposed to the things that I've been exposed, the connections that I've got to connect with, the people that I've connected with, and the most important thing that makes me want to stay longer and be part of the so-called the BS group is that after winning, I've really become I've really become part of the family. You know,
okay.
I've really become involved in terms of now judging other students and I've really become like 360. You know, judging for other students. I've also been appointed or consulting for them a couple of years back as a manufacturer. So many the students that entered the competition, I became a judge, and then I was able to take their designs and put it into life, exactly what had happened to me many years ago. And one thing that I can say to up-and-coming students or students that have entered this competition is that it is the number one competition that can really, really, really launch your career. So you just need to be serious. You just need to give exactly what is required and do your best, because the minute you become an overall winner, or the minute you become exposed to the DBS family, there are many, many, many doors that will open for you.
Mm. Now, you're set to open a store in Pretoria very soon. You do indicate you have a store already. Just tell us a little bit about that. And obviously, it will be important for you, I suppose, to run omni-channel retailing, which will include bricks and mortar as well as online.
Yeah. So, as scary as it is, it's very, very exciting, because I thought it would be easier doing it the second time around, the second store, which is located in Mendane Park. But it's not as easy as I thought it would be. It's very nerve-wracking. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of stressful nights and days where you just have to make things work, you know. But we are officially launching the store next week, Friday, which is the 5th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And it's located on the ground level, Shops G69. The name of the store is Ben & Co. And we're very excited. We're looking forward to seeing people coming in and spending money. And,
good luck with that. So it's been somewhat of a process for you to get to where you are now. So what's your advice to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, not just necessarily designers, about how to keep going in pursuit of one's dreams?
Passion. If you don't have a passion for what you do, or you don't have a passion for jewelry, because there will be times where you are not making money. And if there will be times where clients are just not coming in. There will be times where you just have to work harder. And if you don't have the passion as your backup, I don't believe that you're going to survive. So my advice is go into this industry with a passion. You know, love what you do and be serious about what you do. It's a very, very small industry. Everybody knows everybody. So you really need to be passionate about what you do.
That was Begging Gemma. He's a jewelry designer.